had told two members of the public, Richard Margetson and Lindy Owen, that I would take their general public comments right at 1:30. I'm going to do that now, and then we will quickly return back to this item. Mr. Margetson.
3 minutes,
right. Mr. Margetson came all the way to Salinas for the last board meeting and waited 13 hours for public comment. And I just think as a courtesy, I owe it to him to advance his comments today. Go ahead.
Thank you. And I won't even use the 3 minutes today. And I appreciate you moving me up. The topic at Salinas was the Water Board writing a letter to the county to ask them to implement the nitrate testing regimen that was is part of the waste discharge requirement that you used to that the CSD, Los Osos CSD, used to comply with back with the old project. I guess from what I heard, what happened this morning, there was some discussion about your letter and interaction, trying to get interaction into the ISJ process and where that's going. This being a totally different subject, I understood it wasn't addressed this morning, and my concern is, where are we with this letter? It was my understanding at the end of the Salinas meeting that Mr. Briggs said he was working on it and that it would be out. I was hoping that it would be out before this meeting, which, you know, is 5-6 weeks after the Salinas meeting. I will leave it at that at this point if I can get a response. If not, then I have additional comments.
where did we leave it from this morning? Now you're gonna have to.
Yeah, as I said this morning, we have been talking with the county about the monitoring reporting program. I did think that we might be able to get that letter out a very short time. We drafted it, was ready to go within days, and I said I thought it'd be a good idea to talk it over with the county before finalizing it. And Harvey and Dave have met with the county and are trying to work out some of the difficulties with mainly with funding the program.
So is a letter going out?
Yes.
And when?
Can we hear from Harvey as to the discussion point?
Sure.
I was trying
to summarize.
Okay.
So this is Harvey Packard, and we have been talking about it with the county. They're not at all opposed to the idea. They have funding issues. They can't use any of the loan funds for this because it's not part of the development of the plant. So they don't have a fund source to do the monitoring. Some of our discussions involved what information do we really need now and can be implemented now. So we may ask for just the essentials until the plant gets operational, and maybe even a fewer number of wells. But we'll at least get water levels, nitrate, and salts going by the end of this year. And we'll start with that and do some of the more involved sampling as we get closer to the startup of the plant.
Okay, if I could comment.
Yes.
I guess it's an existing, it comes up under an existing order, correct? And so not having a funding source to be in compliance with an existing order is, I don't think that's something that we generally recognize as a, I mean, it's a hurdle, it's an impediment to get to getting back in compliance, but basically they've been out of compliance for 5 years, 6 years, since they did any testing. So, well, I understand that the funding is a question. You know, a year ago, Supervisor Gibson acknowledged that they would resume nitrate testing and basically did nothing. So it's been a year ago, at least, I think a year ago May, right? Wasn't it last May that he was here?
I don't remember exactly when
he
said that.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm just really frustrated with that response, and I think, lack of funding to implement necessary data gathering, and it's a condition of an order, that we should, do we give them a time frame in which to do this, or they're dictating to us when they're going to be ready to do it? I'm not really sure how this is working relative to what normally happens. We don't normally have someone come up and say, we can't afford to do this, and that's that. So,
right. Yeah. Well, the WDR that was adopted was not clear on when the groundwater monitoring was going to start. That was one problem. The other problem is that we are trying to be sensitive to the issue of costs, because we hear that complaint a lot from the community, and we're trying to keep the costs down as much as is reasonable. But I agree completely that compliance is, you know, it's required, and it's not an issue of getting done. It will get done.
Well, I would just say to the costs, I think the community is bearing an enormous cost for the work that the county is doing right now. But the community is also in distress that they don't have current data.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a very high priority, and I take Richard's comments to reflect a very hardworking group of folks that are trying to stay informed, trying to be productive in the process, and bringing to us issues that are not being addressed correctly or appropriately or fully in the county's process. And this is one of those issues. So I think the funding element is the county is having no problem spending Los Osos money. And for millions and millions of dollars have gone into all kinds of work that, you know, in my view, it's not moving fast enough, and all kinds of things. That
Monica, what would you like staff to do?
I think you were proposing to have that as an item to come back, right? To discuss that.
No, that's a different. It was a different issue, actually.
We're going to cover the status of everything.
Okay, so the nitrate testing would.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Come up as the update.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But I would like to see staff continue with the discussion and pressuring for a plan, a time order, when they come forward for this update, that they have worked out a schedule with staff for when they're going to resume it and have decided which wells.
Right.
I think you have input on that.
Yeah,
so
that will be decided before the update meeting here.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, Mr. Morrison has another minute. Go ahead.
Just if that's the excuse at this point, the funding issue, the county has not drawn one penny from either the USDA or the SRF loan. They have been funding this out of the general fund with the anticipation that it would be paid back at some point. So the county has the ability. They have appropriated funds to continue the project to the point that they get to be able to draw off of the SRF and the USDA loan. That's a lame excuse. I read you Mr. Gibson's thoughts on what he thought the importance of nitrate testing was at the December meeting. I read you that quote in Salinas. This is an important issue, people. We need the letter sent, and we need them to comply with this. And I'll leave it at that. I hope this happens. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Lindy Owen.
Good afternoon, and thank you for allowing for public comment at this point. I'm Lindy Owen from the Prohibition Zone in Los Osos that was established by Resolution 8313, telling us that we were no longer able to discharge from our septic tanks based on nitrate information that now is in question. What I wanted to speak to today is I have come before you in the past, and I come before you again asking if we could please look at the situation in Los Osos with the level of danger that is hitting our basin with the saltwater intrusion. We are pretty much getting to a point where the water quality is about turning on a faucet and having saltwater come out, and that is just as much under your purview, I believe, even though you've questioned it, as nitrates or fecal coliform or anything else. It's the quality of the water in Los Osos is damaged right now, and it's getting worse. If you did a phased collection system on our sewer, We have all the value of doing it carefully so that we do not make that saltwater intrusion damaged any further. The idea of running pipes through our drinking supply is another issue that I've brought up before you. We're talking about the choice between a pressurized system that the septic tank is retained, the effluent is collected in a pressurized system that goes in the sides of the streets. It's 4 feet under. It's easily repairable. It's easy to find the leaks. It has no clogs because it's all liquid. That is the method of collection that I wish that you would consider for Los Osos at this late date. You do call emergencies when you see a crash coming ahead, and this is a crash. This is probably a project that will not only destroy half of my community, it will also destroy my water basin, our water basin. So I urge you to go there. Please imagine broken pipes in drinking supplies and the difference between a pressurized system that does not go through a drinking supply versus a standard gigantic gravity type sewer that will go through 18 feet into our drinking supply. We are also in a liquefaction zone. Seismic studies are pretty much pointing to the fact that we will have a major movement of soil in Los Osos during any earthquake. And those pipes that are being proposed to be put in will be the ones that break first, and there is no money to fix them, and we will have raw sewage then to deal with in our drinking supply. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, now we're back to agenda item 17, and we've had our public comment period, and that's closed.